A funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
You use a whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag or sack, as some people call it.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
A poke.
Is this a term that your parents might have used, or do you ever use it?
No, I usually say sack.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
In a barrel.
What about 50 pounds of flour? How might it have been?
In sacks.
What do you call that bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Burlap sack, I believe is the term, the name most people call it.
Have you ever heard any other term or can recall any other term?
Yeah, a tow sack, I believe is the term most people call it. Tow sack.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground? If you were going to the mill, what would you call the amount of corn you might take at one time?
Well, we used to sack up several bushel at a time and take to the mill.
Well, let me ask you a different way then. Suppose you had wood, what would you say about the amount of wood you can carry? You'd call it
an armful.
All right. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
In a new, what kind of bulb?
Lamp bulb.
You call it a lamp bulb?
A light bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
tub or pan.
Is that what you use today? A tub or a pan to carry your clothes out to the line?
Yes.
You don't use a basket?
Well, some people do, but I don't have a basket.
Okay. What do nails come in? You're buying a large amount of nails, maybe to sell.
A keg.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
A strip of metal.
Do you know what those pieces of metal are called?
Bands.
Have you ever heard them called anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let me ask to try to get the word I want in another way. Not so long ago, they came out with a round ring that all the kids were putting around them.
Oh, a hoop. Yes, I see what you're... Yeah, a hoop.
All right. What do you put in the top of a bottle?
A cork.
And let's think about a musical instrument now that children play and they can put it in their mouth and blow on it. What would you call that?
It's a harmonica.
And what about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang? What do you call that? Did you ever see that used?
It's some kind of a jew harp or something like that.